Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Holman Jones, welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour. We've made it to our 1 billionth episode.
Yes.
Good God.
Congratulations.
Thank you for hanging with us this long. Wow. What an accomplishment. All these years, 1 billion episodes.
I told you we'd get there, man. A lot of people didn't think we could do it, but here we are.
Probably
wrong.
Longest running podcast in the history of podcasts.
Who else has a billion episodes?
Nobody.
Yeah that's what
I'm
saying.
Not even Joe Rogan.
No.
No.
Probably not. Not a billion.
No, he's not even close, man. He needs to put in some work.
Billions and billions served. That'll be our next slogan.
Billions and billions served.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, what's going on? Let's see. Next Friday, here's some big news. We'll be talking to Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons coming to Muckleshoot Casino, I believe, right?
The Gene Simmons Band.
Gene Simmons Band. I saw a video of one of their concerts. They seemed to be a pretty kick-ass band, to be honest with you.
It sounded good, man.
They really did.
And I thought it would be all Kiss tunes, but they cover with Motorhead, Ace of Spades, of course. A couple other covers. Was it Zeppelin or something?
Yep. And a couple different like guitarist takes a turn singing a couple songs.
Sure.
They got a band up there. No makeup.
I'm about to say, does he wear the makeup?
No.
Just all by himself.
He probably loves that.
Oh yeah.
I mean, think of
what, that's not wearing the makeup. Dude.
Not that he doesn't like turning into that character, but I mean, just to be able to go out and play a show and not have to sit there for an hour, hour and a half, and paint your fucking face every day, and then take it off at the end.
Right.
So
I thought that was just kind of part of the process. You know, the way they showed, in the 70s, they, you know, like they had to get to the place early because they had to do the extra time to put on the makeup. They did their own makeup, but that's. They would just talk, kind of relax, get themselves, and they said basically they look in the mirror, see the character, and they're like, it's go time.
Yeah. Always wondering about these guys that, you know, they finish their farewell world tours, whether it's Vince Neil or now Gene Simmons, and, you know, they've been on the road for maybe a couple years finishing this all up. They get home, and about 3 months later, they're like, fuck this. Yeah. I got to figure out a way to get the fuck out of the house. Why do we do a farewell tour? I don't like this. This is boring. It sucks. Like, I'm just walking dogs and shit now, you know?
Yeah, you're living the normal life, which you've never done. Like, I don't like this.
Yeah, so then you go out on the road, and you basically play the same songs that you were playing with your original band, and now you're just doing it on your own, playing casinos and traveling around, just basically because you don't want to be at home. You don't need the money.
Right.
No, you definitely don't need the money.
You don't need the money.
Well, didn't Vince Neil only do Motley Crue songs? I'm pretty sure he went out.
There's no solo stuff that people. I don't.
But I mean, even if he'll have a solo.
But
record?
Even covers of stuff like Gene Simmons, you know, he could sing Kiss songs. They got 50 years worth of songs. But like I said, they're covering other bands. Vince Neil,
doing a rock
it was
and roll
strictly
show.
Motley Crue. That was it. I want to say that caused some problems too. Like Nikki Sixx was like, "Hey man, you're just singing Crue songs, and you're the lead singer of Crue. You have a different band, but you're making money on this shit.
Hi-ya!
Hi-ya!
Yeah.
So I know they figured out something, but yeah, Nikki Sixx.
He's been doing this for years. Vince Neil, whenever Motley Crue is not on the road, he goes out and he does his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's consistent. I mean, he's never stopped doing it. There was a show in like 96, 97 at the zoo in Dundalk. What a Bob Schmuff's venue.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the fuck it was. But the way it worked out is that, you know, we would bring out the bands. Schmuff would pay us in cash from the door. So that worked out great. Because basically, you know, you're kind of done, you know, after you made your stage announcement. So you just get there, you mingle, you give away whatever shit you got. You go up and say, here's Vince Neil.
Hang out with people.
Yeah, and you're done. I mean, you can stay as long as you want and drink.
Right.
Bob will give you a tab and all that crap. But at one point, I mean, the Vince Neil show was packed, obviously. This is Baltimore, big metal town. Vince Neil's in town. The band actually sounded very good.
How did he sound?
At that point in time, he sounded good.
Okay.
Yeah, he sounded fine. He was putting on a little weight, but
yes,
I mean a lot of weight. This was the Vince that you see in the pictures where he looks like the monster on the Christmas special.
Yes, the Bumble.
Yeah, exactly. So that was that era of Vince.
Bumble Vince.
Yeah. The problem was Bob's running around like crazy all night, and so all I'm trying to do is get Bob to pay me out, right? So I can go home. Bob is not taking care of the till yet. People are still coming in the door.
Yeah.
You know, like it's even during the middle of the show, people are coming. Bob has not got a chance to get the money. He has not got a chance to count it, any of that. So I'll try to get to you. It's fucking crazy, right?
Yeah.
So the entire night goes by. The entire show goes by. For a while there, I couldn't even find Bob. I don't even know where the fuck he disappeared to. So it's at the end of the night, and it's just me and Bob at the bar. Now, Vince is in Bob's office with the door locked with two hookers doing coke. That's where the money is. All right? I just basically, because even like Bob's like, you know, like, hey, Vince, can I come in for a minute, man? I need to get some stuff. Hey, man, just give me 10 minutes. Right. And then they go up, you know, 15, 20 minutes later. Hey, Vince, man, I really need to get in here. Okay, man, just give me 10, 15 minutes. They're just going through a ton of blow, and who knows what else they're doing back there, right?
Just let me get in.
That's also
fast,
where my
man.
Money is.
Right.
That's also where my money
right?
is. So,
he's probably fucking on top of your money.
And at that point in time, man, we got $300. That was a shit ton of money.
Yes.
And it's cash.
I want to go do my own coke.
I need this money.
Yeah,
that's exactly. I need this money, man. I'm not leaving because I don't know the next time I'm going to get to this venue. Because, you know, what's going to be 38 special in 3 months or something.
Right.
Whatever the deal. I was like, I need my fucking money. And so
plus, Vince, industry standard, you work an event where you're going to get paid. You want your money.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So
that's why I'm here.
So correct. Vince comes out of the room with the two girls. So obviously, I know for a fact.
I noticed you added hookers this time. You always just said two chicks.
Well, okay. I mean, look, you're right, Ted.
So, I mean, I don't know. You're I'm right. asking.
I mean, based on how people dress to go to that show.
It's
it could,
Vince Neil
it could have
show.
Been your aunt. It could have been a hooker.
Right.
I mean,
they're
heels,
gonna look the same.
Leather, I low cut shirts, you name it.
Did it smell like sex in there?
I never walked in.
Ah.
So Vince came out.
Because it did.
Vince came out with the two girls, and now we're all sitting at the bar, four of us, right? And now Bob is back in his office, counting up his money, doing the till. But he's still going through the entire process.
Yeah.
He's like, just give me the three. He's like counting fucking cash, the registers and shit.
Right.
Give me my $300. But so this one chick just breaks out this big bag of cocaine, puts it all up on the table. She starts cutting it up. So I'm like, well, if they're willing to do that out there, that's not all they were doing in there.
No.
Because you don't need the door closed if you're just coming out on the bar and cutting up fucking lines. So I do a big yakker with them. And, you know, so now I'm like, well, fuck it. So I get up, I pour myself a draft because Bob didn't care. Get myself a shot back there acting like I'm a bartender talking. He finally comes back out. Well, now I got a rail at me and I'm drinking a beer and I'm like, well, I don't want to leave.
Right.
I want to do another one of those lines of cocaine. You know, after 5 minutes, you're like, all right, break that shit back out again. And it's like 2:30 in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. This is like a Wednesday night or, you know, whatever the deal is.
Tomorrow's already screwed.
The only thing, you know, the one thing that I remember the most is.
Did you just decide at that point that you're just going to stay up?
Yes, I did, because I was doing a morning show.
Because you're doing a morning show. So I'm like, right, like you only have about an hour or two.
If you're doing Lodge of Coke at 2:30, you have made a commitment to stay up.
I did that a couple times. One night I was on acid at a Grateful Dead show and just basically rolled right from the show into work in the morning. And the crazy thing was I had that morning I had an interview with That morning I had an interview with Robert Palmer. I don't know if you remember Addicted to Love.
My world faced the door, addicted to
bad
love.
Bad case of loving you. Yeah. So he's coming in to do a show like a Meriwether or some shit. So he's like on the line, but he was in, wherever he was in a different, he was coming over, but he was in England, or I can't remember the deal, but I'm taping this interview at like 6 o'clock in the morning. So I'm pretty sure he was across the pond, whatever the deal is.
Yeah, it'd be about 2 p.m. for him.
Yeah.
Oh, so, now you're East Coast, so about 11 in the morning, yeah.
Yeah, so he calls up, and I answer the phone. He's like, hey, mate, how are you? And I'm like, I got to be honest with you, man. I said, Robert, I went to a Grateful Dead show last night, and Stevie Winwood opened up. And he's like, oh, man. And I was like, and I'm tripping balls, man. I started tripping. I said, and I didn't realize how powerful this shit was, but I got on the parking lot. And so I said, the show was amazing. Stevie Winwood came out and did some Traffic songs with the Grateful Dead,
yeah.
Some Spencer Davis and all this shit. But he said, well, how are you feeling? I'm like, I am still tripping on acid. He's like, this is great. He's like, I love acid. So he starts telling me all these stories about him being on acid. And he's like, okay, man, when do we start the interview? I'm like, oh, I'm rolling, man. I'm just going to... Like, I'm rolling the interview right now. It's like, this is the interview right here. I'm like, we're just going to get through this thing. He's like, oh, man, love to meet you, man. You know, set you up with tickets when you come in. I never went to the show. But,
right. Oh,
but
you should have.
But I mean, I was tripping balls when I was interviewing him. And he used to have these videos with these really hot dancers.
Yeah, and they just like express them as a dancer.
Black,
yeah.
Like, silk leotard shit.
Oh, jeez.
And so, like, now that it's dissolving into that, like, hey, man, did you ever nail one of those girls? He's like, well, I mean, what do you think?
You're damn right I do.
You know, like, I'm not going to tell you which one.
Right.
Then he died shortly after that. He died.
Oh, damn.
Like, yeah, died like a year after that. But he was the coolest guy in the world to interview. Vince, on the other hand, when I was at the bar, he really wasn't that talkative.
I can believe that.
I don't know if he was just tired, you know, coked out, quiet.
Can you be tired, coked out?
He just
you can be exhausted
he wasn't,
and coked
He just wasn't
out.
Talking that right. much. You know, like he was.
It's probably for the better. He's kind of a dick.
Yeah, so I didn't really talk. I didn't really ask him any questions.
That's the long and short of it. Like, cool.
I was just like, any guys want a beer? And, you know, I pour him a beer, and I was about it. Finally got my $300. Got the hell out of there, but.
Damn.
Yeah.
At least you got to do blow with Vince Neil.
Right.
Did you bring this shit up to him when we interviewed?
I didn't really do with him. I did it kind of more with one of the girls I was sitting beside that he was with. So it was Vince, a girl, another girl, then me. So I was three seats away from him. So I really wasn't. He was kind of. Vince was kind of sweet on the girl that he was sitting beside, obviously.
Yeah, I think.
And then the girl sitting beside
me. He was fucking
me.
Her in the dude's office for an hour.
Probably fucked them both. But
I'm sure he did.
The girl and me just had the cocaine. So I think it all came together for me. You know, good time.
Testing season is right around the corner. And this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
You got to be careful calling them hookers, too. You remember that time we got in trouble for that?
What?
There was that...
The book or what
was
the...
Was there
something.
So this gal, she was a groupie, correct? Like, she wanted to make the distinction that she was not a hooker. But during Sit and Spin one day, I forget what song came up, but then Miles had made mention that the guy that died with a bunch of hookers and blow... around him.
Was that Entwistle?
Yeah, it was John Entwistle.
John Entwistle from The Who. Yeah,
right.
From The Who.
And then I don't know how this got on her radar, but it did. Then all of a sudden, we get an email one Monday like, I want you guys to know I never accepted money at all to sleep with anybody. I am not a hooker. I am a groupie or
I'm
something
a
like that. Like, she wanted us to post a retraction of this whole thing.
It's like, you fucked him and he died and you guys are doing drugs together. I'm sorry that we called you a hooker. You're just a slutty drug addict.
Look, that would be weird in any situation. You're having sex with somebody, drugs, no drugs.
Right.
And they die on you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, do you think like, man, I fucked him to death? is this a moment like where eventually it becomes legendary and you get rid of the grief?
Right.
Like you're like, well, I mean, Matthew McConaughey, his mom talks openly over the fact that, you know, like Big Matt or whatever, you know, she very well paints the picture that, you know, McConaughey's dad had a huge dick.
Right.
And the fact that he died fucking her. You know, like, and she tells the story.
Oh, is that how he died?
Yeah, she tells the story.
Really?
Proudly. I mean, how else would we know it? You know, she's.
I did not know this.
Matthew McConaughey didn't bring it up.
Yeah.
Hey, guess how my dad died? Yeah.
But she
having
did.
Sex with
but,
my mom.
But his mom did. Like, you know, oh, Big John was all up in that. He had the most magical wand. Next thing I knew, he was dead. But he died doing what he was good at.
You know? Right.
Because you're heaping on compliments on
Jesus Christ.
Dear God.
She claims that...
And he died.
God right? damn.
I thought I was going to die once.
What?
Well, like party. Yeah, just partying all day, like whatever. And then maybe took like a male enhancement.
All right.
So I was still able to go, but I was just dripping sweat.
Heartbeat.
My heart just pounding out of my chest. It's like, look, I got to stop.
Yeah,
like I don't, you know what I mean? I was like, I don't know, like it just, like I couldn't finish.
Right.
And I was like, this can't be fun for you at this point, right? So I was like, let's just stop, try again in the morning.
Yeah, not to try again in the morning.
Oh, it was fine.
Yeah.
But I was just too drunk or whatever. But I'm telling you, man, I just like, Miles is right. Like I could feel, I was like, my heart like, ba-boom, ba-boom. And I'm like,
dripping. It's not a normal rhythm either.
Yeah, and I'm like dripping sweat. I'm just like, all right, hang on. Like I'm not going out like this.
It's actually in his memoir. He wrote in Matthew McConaughey, says, I got a call from my mom. Your dad died. My knees buckled. I couldn't believe it. He was my dad. Nobody or nothing could kill him except for mom. He'd always told me and my brothers, quote, boys, when I go, I'm going to be making love to your mother. And that's what happened. He had a heart attack when he climaxed.
Jesus.
Hey, at least he got to finish it one final time.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's how you're going. Peace out.
Peace out, everybody.
Good night, Cleveland. Good night. Wait, one more.
Jesus Christ. And I'm out. Yeah. Elvis has left the building.
All right, bitches, there's your podcast there.
Oh my God.
Thank you for being there for what?
1 billion.
1 billion.
Oh, 1 billion of them.
Unbelievable.
Oh, wow. Woot, woot.
Billion more to go.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.